Nolte, 2024 off to good start, 828 news media jobs already lost. By John Nolte on February 2, 2024. According to the kind of math that should put a smile on every normal person's face, 828 news media jobs were lost in January. A report, published by Challenger, Gray, Christmas, and Nash, found that 528 jobs were lost in the first month of 2024. The media industry, which includes television, film, streaming, and news, announced 836 job cuts in January, down 24% from the 1,093 announced in the industry in December. It is up 11% from the 754 cuts announced in the same month last year. News, which includes digital, broadcast, and print, and is tracked as a subset of media, announced 528 layoffs in January, up 1,660% from the 30 tracked in December. It is the highest monthly total since March of 2023, when 532 cuts were recorded. But this report does not include the 300 news media jobs exterminated on February 1 when The Messenger abruptly shuttered operations and laid everyone off. The Messenger went through most of the $50 million it had raised before launching. The news took some of the 300 reporters, many of whom had been hired from national outlets, by surprise. Some tweeted that they had found out the site was shutting down from news reports. If you're not smiling now, you're either made of stone or watch Morning Joe. But there is good news. Look at all the future computer coders. Silicon Valley can always use more cubicle slaves tapping out binary code. Of course, the first part of that job training process will involve deprogramming the sheep out of their anti-science belief that nothing is binary. The bad guys are losing. The villains are getting vanquished. This is glorious. These cry bullies claim the internet is the cause of their financial woes. But they are all on the internet. They are all competing online. It's not as if the LA Times, CNN, The Washington Post, The Messenger, Vice, Sports Illustrated, BuzzFeed News and the rest were somehow at a disadvantage against the rest of us. All those fake news sites have all the same tools and opportunities. In most cases, they enjoy the advantage of having a hell of a lot more money than the competition. The Messenger launched 8 months ago with $50 million and 300 journalists. So why did The Messenger fail? Vice and BuzzFeed were supposedly worth billions. Why did they fail? As this site's founder, Andrew Breitbart, once so famously said of the media, "It's not your business model that sucks. It you that sucks." And what kind of journalism do those who suck produce? Feast your eyes upon this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. What, I'm not supposed to celebrate our culture being rid of the professionals responsible for all that. These people hate us. I'm just hating them back. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star Amazon review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.